answers.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. I'd like to help you, doctor, if I really, really would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the war, and I'd like to give the information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thick of my fear. Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. And yes, we are live. I know a lot of you tuned in last week thinking you were going to hear one set of guests and topics, and you heard a replay with myself and Joshua Coy. And we apologize for that, but our satellite provider and the backup system were taken down, and we're going to talk about that stuff a little later in the show. We also had website problems, as many of you know, this week, and iPad problems and so forth and so on. But we're here, so let's see. Annie DeRiso, are you here? I don't know.
Yes, I'm here, Dave.
Okay, check. See, Dave Hodges is here. Check. Now, if we're going to be here at the end of the show, you better stick around and check. But we got a good show for you. Up first, we're going to be talking to Daniel Brigsman, and we're going to be talking about survival. Because the way things are going right now in Russia and with our economy and a whole bunch of other things we could throw into that discussion, you better learn to fend for yourself. We're going to be going to that topic in a minute. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by my good friend Paul Martin. And Paul and I are going to discuss the happenings in Russia. And in the third hour, Katie Whalen, our health reporter, is going to be with us, and she's going to be talking about how to manage your stress. And after listening to us for the first 2 hours, you're definitely going to need to listen to that segment. And, of course, Annie, as you just heard her lovely voice from Nashville, Tennessee, she's going to be with us in the last segment, bringing us the latest in the news that the mainstream media doesn't report. Well, let's not waste any time here. We've got a special guest. Daniel, I want to thank you for joining us and especially being so flexible. We had to rearrange times because we had a misunderstanding with some of our show times involving some other segments we're doing tonight. And Daniel graciously agreed to come on first, and we appreciate you joining us. And Daniel, first of all, just tell the audience a little bit about yourself, your background, and what you do.
Well, Dave, thank you for having me on. This is a great opportunity. I'm in the food preparedness business, food storage business, Numana Food Storage. I have, my family's always been concerned about just being prepared and kind of for whatever and having extra in their house. And a few years ago, we went and looked at some of the storable food companies out there and tried the food, and frankly, we were a little disappointed. So through a chain of events, we started our own line. It's called Numana Food Storage. Okay. And that is what we do right now.
Well, you obviously are well acquainted with what's going on. We've got mutual friends, as you know, among which are my good friends, yes, of the Liberty Brothers. And they recommended you as a guest because they said, if you want to know about survival, that's one of your best guys. And we do have a lot of good guests on this show, but you come highly recommended. And we're looking at the specter of nuclear war, or at least conventional Third World War, and I think we're really close for reasons we'll get into later in the show. We've got an economy that's ready to collapse. I mean, $18 trillion debt, $240 trillion unfunded liabilities, and a $1 quadrillion-plus credit swap derivatives debt, which could topple this economy at any time. And we've got Ebola now resurfacing in West Africa, and we know that it's at least in two cases made its way into the United States. So we got a whole host of challenges here. So what would you tell the average person who's listening in, is somewhat aware of what's going on, but really hasn't taken the necessary steps that they're going to need to prepare? Where would you tell them to start?
Oh, boy. Okay, that's a big question, Dave. The first thing I would tell anybody, just kind of looking at the world and being a little confused and want to feel a little more secure, there are so much news there is so much information that it can overwhelm you. The first thing I would tell you, and this is crisis management, whether you're talking about a hurricane, an earthquake, or what, is to not be overwhelmed emotionally. To segment, make decisions and make segmented decisions in your life and take steps to do what you, along the path towards what you want to accomplish. So if you say in your house, you know, I don't think we're prepared as we would. I would like to be a little more prepared financially, food-wise, to just in case if there's a bowl outbreak, just in case, you know, food supplies are down or those kind of things, then you need to take a small bite, make a decision, and then work towards that. Do not get overwhelmed. If you're prepared, then you can weather these things so much better. And for the people who are kind of on the fence, Nomada does not like to use scare tactics to sell a product. We have a fabulous line of food stores. We'll talk about that more specifically. But you need to know history a little bit. In the history of the world that we know, recorded history, there has never been a fiat currency that has lasted indefinitely. So of all the problems that are coming around, America's money became completely fiat in 1973. And the average, just so you know, the average fiat currency, that means dictated by the government, only backed by the government, the good faith and credit by the United States, you know, so to speak, the average fiat currency over the last, you know, 300, 400, 500 years has been about 40 years. So we're looking at 42 years that America's dollar has been on fiat currency. There is no question historically, and anybody with any common sense, and we know that your listeners do, that's the name of your show, know that yes. Financial times, financial uncertainty is going to come from the implosion, from the inflation, from the uncertainty that is coming from the dollar. Now, that economic upheaval seems to, in history, bring logistic upheaval. It brings war upheaval. It brings all the things that go with it and all the things that you're talking about. But so if I was going to tell anybody that's in there, that's kind of sitting there considering this, is it's just a smart thing. In the winter, you see squirrels starting to store nuts. Well, you can look outside and see that, hey, maybe the winter's coming on, so to speak. We need to store some nuts. So take some positive steps in your life and be a little more self-sufficient. The only people you can rely on ultimately is going to be God and yourself and the people you really love and trust.
Well, you said something that I actually have been through some training for. At one time, back in the 1990s, I was a Maricopa County first responder, and that's largely the county that encompasses most of metropolitan Phoenix and beyond. And I learned all about biological, chemical attacks and things that individual people should be doing to prepare. And you're exactly right when you said you need to segment. They used to say, work the problem. Work the problem. Break it down into small, manageable steps and solve those problems one step at a time, solving the most immediate problems first. And they, according to them, they said the number one problem you're going to have is obtaining good drinking water. And they said this will ultimately, in a prolonged crisis, be the number one cause of death, will be from either lack of water or from waterborne illness. So what advice would you give the listeners on that point?
Well, you brought it up. You know, everybody knows you can't live very long without water. I personally, this is what I've done for my family. We have some bottled water stored, a good amount that will allow us to sustain, you know, for several days a week or maybe 10 days or so if we pushed it. So I have stored bottled water, but then to supplement that, we know where there's water sources. There's most people know, especially if they live, you know, on the East Coast, maybe not so much in Arizona, but on the East Coast, there's bodies of water all over the place. So there's water to be had. Do you have the ability to filter it and make it drinkable? So our second step, one, we have water on hand stored. Second, we have water filters that we can take unpotable water, even lake water, muddy water, and then we can filter it and then make it usable. And then third, long-term for us, we have a well. So that's, you know, not everybody's able to get a well. But if you have water on hand and you know where a reasonable source of water that you can filter is, then you can last a pretty good long time, even a prolonged disaster or some kind of prolonged situation.
And how expensive would a water filtering device run the average person? Let's say they've got a swimming pool or a lake nearby that they could access. How sophisticated is the equipment? How hard is it to use, and how much does it cost?
Well, one of the things that we sell is we sell ProPure. It's one of the most popular ones, easy to use. It's no electricity. It's gravity fed. It's just easy to assemble. You pour water in the top, and gravity pulls water through these filters. You're looking for a family, you know, a decent-sized family with filters to last you, you know, 6 months, a year. You're talking a couple hundred bucks for a high-quality filter. You know, this is something that's going to be able to take out some Giardia, you know, a serious filter that you could feel confident taking pond water and throwing it in this filter and then drinking it afterwards. You're about that. But you made a great point about a pool. You know, there's so many different ways to get water sources. Even, you know, if there was an emergency, one of the very first things I thought I should add is one of the very first things you should do is fill your bathtub up with water. So there's a little tip for you.
Do you remember that show Revolution?
Where the
grid went down? And the very first thing the main family did was to turn on all their water and try to trap the water in their sink, their bathtub. Also, what I've been told, and this was part of my training with Maricopa County before FEMA took over this program, was if you have a pool and in the early days of a blackout, something goes on longer than an hour or 2 hours, and you're not sure when it's coming back and communications are kind of iffy, start getting your pitchers, all your containers you can, and get out there and get as much water in like glasses, pitchers, whatever you can, and store it in your house. Because they said one way to be a target is to be out there grabbing your own water. And they said if it comes time to lock down and you're preparing for everything, you may have to let people come in and grab your water out of the pool. Certainly most people aren't going to be able to take all of it. But they were saying go to what water availability you have immediately and begin to fill up. Is this something you also advise your clients?
Absolutely. No question. Immediately take action. Now we're talking, you know, just general preparedness. Now we're talking disaster, specific disaster preparedness for an acute problem. The faster you're able to act, the better ahead you're going to be. If you can act immediately, all these decisions while people are hesitating, you can be ahead of the game and really set your family up, or even if you're by yourself, whatever the situation, you're going to be able to set yourself up for days and weeks if you can act quickly.
Okay, Daniel, what do you tell people about food and food storage?
Well, one, you want to store food that you like. You want to store something that you feel like you're going to eat and you feel confident in. I feel like everybody, of course, I'm in the food storage business, right? But, you know, everybody should have a store of food in their house to be able to rely on. And kind of rotate through. That should be part of your self-sufficiency. That should be part of your life. That, hey, I have provisions in my house that we use. My family uses. It's here no matter what. We use it on a, you know, semi-regular basis or a limited basis. So it's nothing going to be unusual if we have to depend on it. Now, we talked about earlier about water. We talked about acute problems. You know, earthquake or some natural disaster or some, you know, acute, big problem. But there are many situations where being prepared will save you, and being prepared will help you enhance your life. You know, financially, the way the job market is, it's just a good idea that you are being able to provide yourself for at least 3 months and your family. That's what we start with everybody. Here's your goal. My goal is I'm going to be able to provide for my family for 3 months. I got some water. I got the ability to locate a water source to extend a little bit, and I got food, whether that's canned food or long-term storable food. Now, we sell long-term storable food, which we feel I like to eat, and like, this is what I told you. If I don't like it, we don't make it. And so it's food that's easy to fix. It just takes water and the packet. You boil water, you pour the packet in, and you'll have a recipe like, you know, pasta primavera or something like that. Now, to me, that's more what Americans are used to eating, stuff you know, those kind of things. This idea of getting a stored wheat, having a wheat grinder, and then taking the flour and making bread, it has that has its place. It has long-term benefits, and it may be something that you do now. If it's part of your life now, then it'll be easy for you to transition to that in the future. The majority of America does not have a wheat grinder and is grinding their own wheat. So wheat, that's not, no, that's not going to be the best thing for you. If you're used to, you know, eating out a lot or quick fix meals, or if you have a family, young kids, you know, teenagers, it's easy for them to fix things. Well, then the meals like Numana, I think they're the most, they're the best and the most flexible because they're lightweight. They come easy to carry. You can take them if you need to. You can, it's food that you like. You can supplement it and you can add to. For us, what we recommend our clients, that's why we developed this food. I am my target market, so to speak. Everything we've created is for me and my family, the stuff that we like. So when recommending to other people, it's easy for me to say, this is what I recommend as a backbone of your food storage. It's flexible. It's easy to eat. And then from there, you supplement other things with it. And it's long-term storable, 25-plus years, so you can have some security and you can put it away and you can rotate through it every so often, and it's a great benefit to you.
One of the things that I learned in my training as a first responder was that if you are going to prepare for a crisis, that you should take some of your storables and find a place to hide them. And also it was mentioned to us, if you believe that you need to be armed and you need to protect your family against the rioting masses, if resources aren't moving, transportation shut down, that you should also have more than one firearm and hide that as well, but not hide it in your home. Do you have any tips as to hiding some of your resources, as I just mentioned?
Well, it's no question that people with real money are taking action and taking steps exactly like you said. They have a feeling and they know what's going on. They can tell the environment. This is not some crazy. First of all, let me just back up what you're saying. These are real possible scenarios. This is not pie in the sky. This is most certainly possible in our future. When you're hiding a gun, you know, there's many. One, just like the food, if you store food that you like to eat, well, get a gun that fits you and is comfortable for you. Buy a gun that's a common caliber so that you can find ammunition easy, 9mm, 45, 22s, those kind of things. Those are real common calibers in America. Use your gun, know how to use it, and then train your family to use it. Those are the first things I would adamantly recommend to people. Then once you're familiar with a gun and you're comfortable with it, now you can go to, I'm sure, to a gun range or around, and there's a lot of gun experts that will help you to properly store your gun, keep it dry, certain containers, wrap it airtight, all those things to oil it correctly. You know, I could go on for quite a while, but somebody who really knows can sit there and show you right in front of you. It'll be much easier for you to understand. So your gun needs to be stored correctly, and then some kind of plastic weatherproof container, and it'll store forever. I mean, there's still Russian guns buried all over the place now, old AK-47s that shoot like the day they were made. So a gun will last virtually forever if you take care of it.
One of the things that was suggested to us, if you really want a good hiding place, and when FEMA came on with our organization, came online, and we simultaneously were operating before they took it over, one of the things that they said, if you want to store a firearm and do it right, lay a little cement slab in your backyard like it was a barbecue pit, but underneath of it on the very edge, put your gun and bury it underneath, and you don't see the fresh digging marks and all that, but you know where to dig to get it out when you need it. Is that something you recommend as well?
Well, obviously, you know, you're talking about different levels of clandestine now. If you want to get even further, people are going to, you can take a place in your yard if you don't have a concrete slab. What you just said is a great idea. Something that's permanent like that that people aren't going to think anything of, if you can bury under that, then it doesn't seem like anything different, anything out of sort, and you're the only one who knows where it is. But People will also be using, if they know you're a prepper or they know that you're preparing and your neighbors might, you might become a target and people might want to look through your yard with a metal detector. One of the things you can do is where you want to bury things is you can throw just under the dirt, you can throw a bunch of nails or small, very small screws. I wouldn't necessarily recommend nails, but you can throw a bunch of screws all over the place so it throws off metal detectors and those things if you don't have a concrete slab type thing. But, you know, be smart about it. Be discreet about it, and you should be fine. More than likely, you're going to be very fine.
Okay. I mean, these are some really good tips. We're going to have you back to explore other things. And we just have a couple of minutes left, so I wanted to give you a chance to talk about your website and what you offer and how people can find you.
Well, we've made a partnership with you, with Learning for Liberty. The guys have recommended Liberty Brothers. You're going to have a banner up on your site, correct?
Yes, as soon as we make full recovery on our website. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So here in the next few days, they can go to your site or whenever you can do it. They can see a banner from New Man of Food. And then click on there and go to food. Our food is non-GMO, no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, no soy. We don't add MSG. It's no unleavened yeast extract. It comes in buckets with individual wrap packages with a recipe in there, resealable lids so you can use part of it. Very convenient, very light, very easy to deal with. The food tastes fantastic for food storage. I feel quite confident I can put it up against anything that's out there. We feel very strongly about it because it's food I'll eat now. My children ask for it. I feed it to them now on a semi-regular basis so that we keep as a part of our diet, part of our lifestyle, so that any kind of dependence that we see on our store, our food store, is not something out of the ordinary. Our food is very well priced. You can go, our website is numana.com. You can learn about it. You can call and ask questions. You can go to the, when he puts his banner up, you'll be able to click right through and order. And then the sales go to support Dave's show. So you're supporting Liberty. This is how we support each other. We help each other. It's a win-win for everybody. You're going to get some great food. You're going to help yourself prepare. If you have any questions, I can talk to you personally, kind of talk about your situation and make some recommendations and work with you that way.
Okay. And on that note, my friend, we are out of time.
Wow.
So I want to I appreciate you coming on, and I'll update the audience on how they can find your website. Thanks for joining us, Daniel, and we'll talk to you soon. Everybody else, we'll be back with Paul Martin and the Russian threat, where's Putin? Stay tuned.
The JFK assassination, the greatest whodunit mystery of the 20th century. Americans know they've been lied to. The Warren Report and many conspiracy theories do not accurately explain what actually occurred. In-depth research findings, featured in John Onesti's new book, Assassination Point Blank, paints a surprisingly new and highly controversial portrayal of what may have actually happened. In Assassination Point Blank, you'll learn how the Secret Service stood down and how the JFK assassination was, in fact, an inside job. You'll discover why William Greer slowed the car, why Governor Connally snuck into the back seat, why the governor's suit was cleaned, why only Clint Hill took action, and the real reason why Jackie climbed on the trunk, and more. Go beyond Lee Harvey Oswald and faceless shooters. Find out what really happened that day. Get your copy of Assassination Point Blank and gain a new perspective of the most heart-wrenching event of the 20th century. Find Assassination Point Blank on Amazon.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not going to take it anymore. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Those of you that had kids during that time and they watched that PBS show, you know what I'm referring to. Where in the world is Putin? Is he alive? Is he dead? What's going to happen with our economy? We have people of prominence telling us we've got weeks left with our economy. Weeks. Not months. Weeks. And this is not fear-mongering. Because these people are coming from to us as experts from every walk of life. We are facing World War III for reasons we're going to unfold in this segment. We live in very, very, very scary times right now. And there's no need to put a smiley face on this and sugarcoat it. We are facing very substantial challenges. And you're wondering why I'm doing so much on the show as compared to past years on things like survival, things like managing your stress. We're going to be doing the whole genre because I don't know how long we're going to be on the air, partly because of this net neutrality crap that we're going to have to do a show on down the road, but also because of just sheer circumstances. I don't know how long we're going to be here. And I feel it is a mission. So our calling here in the Common Sense Show to try to help as many of you get as ready as possible in the shortest amount of time possible. And part of that is giving you the right information. And one of the people who I've gotten to know very well, Paul Martin from Northern Colorado, is one of those people who's dialed in, has great sources. And I mean great sources. And he's here to talk to us about the things that I just ran through in this brief monologue. Hey, Paul, welcome to the show.
Well, it's good to be back, Dave. Good to be back.
Well, you're getting to be one of our big go-to guys on when things are big. But let's start with someone who you have some acquaintance with, Dr. Walker Todd. Let's talk about him, why he's important, and why the listening audience should care about who he is and what he has to say.
Well, Dr. Todd goes way back. I mean, you wrote his bio on your story, but this guy's plugged into places that you and I possibly can't go. I mean, with being with the Federal Reserve for all those years, he was one of the advisors for the Poor Farmers lawsuit back in the 80s with you and I have been on Benny Pope. Oh, I was going to tell you something about that. Those two shows that we did with Benny, those two Saturdays, those are the most highly downloaded radio shows in the history of the radio show. So we wowed them in Lubbock, Texas. But,
yeah, I was going to say, let's give Vinny a little bit of a plug here. What are his what's his station call letters?
It's if you want to listen to the shows you and I were on, go to TexansInTheKnow.com. That's TexansInTheKnow, KNOW.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you can listen to the broadcast that we did down in Lubbock. But he goes, Ed Petrosky, who was on the show with Dr. Eugene Schroeder, and all those guys have been friends for, you know, over 30 years. Dr. Todd's just, he's brilliant. He's a patriot. He's a very humble man. And the fact that he is alerting us to the fact that a calamity of some dimensions he doesn't know, but he knows there's one coming within, 6 to 9 weeks. And it's of utmost important that people get ready for, and I think a multiple of issues are going to confront us.
I agree with that. It's not just going to be world war. It's going to be preceded, I believe, by a collapsed economy. I think by the time World War III gets here, we'll be in martial law, or at least martial law will be underway in terms of implementation. So I agree, Paul. It's we're going to be hit by the full meal deal.
Well, you know, we got to go back a little bit to before the last election. You know, my East Coast source said, make no mistake, this administration has no plans of ever leaving the White House. And just to capitalize on that, if you'll remember, there's a report this week. I saw it up on Drudge where Valerie Jarrett, who is the muscle of this administration, she said she will be there till the White House burns down. That tells you a lot. And for anybody that doesn't know who Valerie Jarrett is, and I hate to say this, but she makes Hillary Clinton look good. She's a devout Maoist. She thinks Mao Zedong was the greatest thing since pockets on shirts and sliced bread. And seeing as Chairman Mao killed, 60 to 80 million of his own people, I'm sure she wants her death rate to be a little bit higher. But for her to come out and say she'll be at the White House till it burns down is a huge statement, and that tells you where we're heading, because we're heading into a very evil Marxist-Leninist plan.
Well, we are. Let me say a couple words about the good White House senior advisor. She is someone who is of very ill repute. Her father-in-law, Vernon Jarrett, was connected to Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, Weatherman Underground leaders, the ones who launched Obama's career. She is Iranian by birth, which doesn't necessarily convict her, but given the leanings of Iran and how she conducts her life, it is a concern. And she ran something called the Garden Grove Apartments in Chicago at the same time she was the assistant communications director for Mayor Daley in Chicago. And Mayor Daley fired her because these apartments were just unlivable. They were uninhabitable. The worst slumlord queen ever. And you can look this up. I've written articles on this. It's just horrendous. I mean, how bad is it when Mayor Daley of Chicago fires anybody for corruption? And here she is, the senior White House advisor. That's what we got in the White House, folks.
Yeah, she spends more time with the president than anybody. And I hate to use the term president, but I'll be nice on the air. And I think I did it on a previous show, because people really don't know what's going on. And American people have lost any ability for critical thinking. So they live and die by 30-second sound bites. So we'll put it, everybody's football freaks out there, so I'll put it in a football analogy again. Brzezinski and Kissinger are the team owners. They're running this in the back shadows. Jarrett is the quarterback, and all Obama is a wide receiver. He just gets to catch a pass every once in a while, go play a lot of golf and spend, you know, $500 million going on trips. But she is the muscle. She's the enforcer for this administration. And all you got to do, and you just put it very well, all you got to do is look at her background, and you know how she feels about people in general and probably hates the American people more so than anything else, Dave.
You know, I remember before the 2012 election, and she said there will be hell to pay for anyone yep. who's come against this president in print or on the air. Do you recall that?
Absolutely.
You given the fact that we know she's a slumlord queen deluxe, FEMA camps aren't so far remote, are they?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, these guys got full reign to do anything they want. I mean, if you watch, you know, we've got the March Madness basketball. I mean, when football season around, this, you know, this whole area here just goes brain dead. You know, it's nothing but Broncos all the time. The American people don't have any clue what's happening to them or what has happened to them and what is now happening to them. And in the future is what's going to happen to them. And these guys, they could do anything they want. Literally. They're doing it.
Well, let's go back to Walker Todd. Does he pinpoint causes for the economic collapse?
The dollar will reign supreme, and then it will. I mean, everybody's running to the dollar right now, and it's the Roach Motel. You get in, but you don't get out. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
They're driving everybody into the trap. And they'll get them driven in until exactly when they want them, then they'll just pull the plug. You know, they lost another German bank today. Austrian banks are collapsing. Japan is, their debt is 200% of GDP, for goodness sakes. So this whole thing's ready to go off. Steve Quayle, you know, his source, V, said, you know, a year and a half ago or more on on Hageman, that watch Japan. When Japan goes, it'll take everything else with it. And they've gone to insane limits. Look at Deutsche Bank out today. Their derivatives is 20% more than the GDP of all of Germany. Just the derivatives in Deutsche Bank. They just failed their stress test. So it's all out there for everybody to see. This whole system, this whole Western banking system, is going to come down. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts last week, a week and a half ago on King World News, the Western financial stability is gone. It can fold at any minute. Excuse me. So
well, they,
everybody you, out there, Dr. Walter Todd, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Michael Pinto, I mean, the list goes on saying this thing is done. We are on the verge of collapse. My East Coast just said that day before yesterday.
You when know, you say it, East it, Coast, tell the listening audience what you're referring to.
Well, he's one of my long-term sources. That's all I can say about that.
Okay, I understand. And then Walker Todd, consultant to the New York Fed, to the Federal Reserve of Cleveland Bank. He's also in the Cato Institute, which is a globalist think tank deluxe. So when we say Dr. Walker Todd is saying we have 6 to 9 weeks left, it's time to pay attention. And he's in retirement now, if I'm not mistaken, except he does attend some meetings and does some consultancy. Is that correct?
Yeah, he comes on my good buddy Randy Arbor's show about, twice a year, maybe three times a year. I mean, this guy runs in a world that we don't. I mean, and when he comes out and puts his name on a statement like that, time is short. I mean, my East Coast does not know Dr. Todd, and he said the same thing day before yesterday, that the collapse is underway. You know, he said 7 or 8 months ago. He said, martial law is locked and cocked. He said, I'm just waiting for my quote-unquote red phone to go off. But and that's one thing people don't understand, especially about the military, is they plan. They pre-position, and then they launch. I mean, Normandy Beach, D-Day is a great example. I mean, the history's all out there of all the planning and, you know, all the generals and stuff planning the invasion, and then they pre-positioned everything, got all the ships, all the men, all the stuff, and then they said go, and that's what they do, and it works every single time, because there's thousands and thousands of things that you simply don't see until they're right in your face, and they're just about right in our face, and this martial law scenario, when people just, you know, give you the deer in the headlight looks and like, well, it can never happen here. Well, you're in for a great shock, because the minute whatever this event or multiple events, and John Moore and I've been talking about this since 2008, one event will be bad, two events will be devastating, three events will change America forever, and that's what they're in. That's what they're doing now, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, well, there's no question. I want to put this all in perspective. The American government, through all its income sources, takes in $2 trillion a year, give or take. Our debt, let's just run through this. I ran through this very quickly with our guest in our first segment, Daniel Brigsman. Our debt, $18 trillion. That means if we did nothing, paid no roads, no money for education, no money for welfare, no money for anything, military, nothing, it'd take us 9 years to pay off that debt. But I don't know where the money would come from if government's not interacting with business as highly socialist as we become. As I said, there's a collapse on that incoming, too. And then the second number is $240 trillion unfunded liability. That's Medicare and Medicaid. And save your emails. I think you're entitled to it. The government made a contract. Don't forget, we got to throw in Social Security into that. And let's also throw in a couple of more numbers. According to the Social Security Administration, the average American, average means in the bottom 25%, makes less than $10,000 a year. In the bottom 50%, 52% exactly, it's less than $30,000 a year. I mean, we're talking, we have rising expenditures and expectations to pay off. We have declining means to pay it off, because our real dollars are down. In fact, I've got John Williams from Shadow Stats coming on next week, and he's going to talk to us about the real numbers, not the lies the Obama administration tells us. But then the calamitous debt, the big one, is the credit swap derivatives debt. It's $1 quadrillion plus. That's the U.S. portion. That's not the rest of the world. The entire GDP of the planet, gross domestic product of the entire planet, is estimated between 65 and 70 trillion, and our derivatives debt is $1,000 plus trillion. Paul, we could pay this off until the 50th century and not come close to meeting the standard.
Absolutely not. It's unpayable. And therein lies what they're going to have to do with it. They're just going to have to collapse it and start over.
Well, that gets into what a lot of people don't understand. The people that invented the credit derivatives swap game were out of Basel, the Bank of International Settlements. They're the ones that truly run the planet financially. They're above the central banks. The central banks run every government, but Basel runs the central banks. And they wanted to pit the central banks against each other because they want a third world war, of which there'll be mass casualties, because remember, they want population reduction. They want political and economic unification. And so what better way to have that happen than to pit the nations against each other? So what we see, Paul, on one hand, is we've got Russia trying to move to the gold standard along with the BRICS, as evidenced by the fact they're buying oil from Iran and gold, undermining our dollar, the petrodollar, which gives our currency the only backing that it has, and the rest of the world is on the dollar as its reserve currency. So you've got two competing factions, and this has been made necessary because of the credit swap derivatives. We're headed for World War III. The question is, what's going to be the order? Is it going to be martial law? or false flag event first, then martial law, then World War III? I mean, Paul, throw your hands up. I mean, it's kind of hard to predict, but clearly we're moving in this direction in all three areas. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, all you've got to... When I talk to people, I say, okay, you're the evil, Luciferian, Marxist-Leninist tyrant, and you're sitting on a nation that is the most heavily armed population in probably the history of the world. What are you going to do about that? And you've said it. We've talked about it off air and on air. The American people are war weary. You've got 100 million on you know some kind of government funding, and you've got to change the direction. You've got to produce enough fear, and that's as old as time, and you know it, and your audience knows it, that you've got to get the sheep running in the direction you want them, and that will be the events. I mean, we've still got a missing nuke out of West Texas. There's so many things. You know, they're telling us ISIS is here and ISIS is going to get them. We've got, a few months ago, Ron Paul, not Paul Martin, worried about a nuke going off in Chicago. So there's a lot of hand grenades rolling around out there, Dave, with the pins three quarters out.
Well, in some cases, like I think what's going on in Russia, and I want to get into that after the break, I think the pin is already out. I think multiple pins are out in Russia, and I'm just, you know, am I losing sleep over that part? You bet. You know, Paul, and maybe we should just touch on this because is the lead up to the break, and we'll get into this after. On Friday, I became fully cognizant. Actually, it was Thursday, but Friday I became fully cognizant that Putin had been heard from in probably about 5, going on 6 days. And I joked
I think it was
with
March
one of my,
5th.
Yeah, exactly. I joked with one of my colleagues. Said, you know, it's been about a week, you know, and no one's seen Putin, and you know, and I said maybe the Russians are done Putin up with him, and we laughed about it, ha ha ha. The conspiracy theories are out with no basis behind them. Well, this morning, I awakened rather early, and I thought, he doesn't go away for this long without it meaning something. And we're going to talk about what all that means when we come back after the top of the hour break. But Paul, no leader. I mean, can you imagine if Obama was gone 10, going on 11 days if he was out of sight?
Oh, it'd be nuts.
I know. And Obama doesn't really like the media that much. Putin is a media whore. I mean, he puts his face in front of the media every chance he gets. And then the stories start coming out. Oh, his pregnant girlfriend in Switzerland. So what, was she an 11-day delivery?
Exactly.
That was one hell of a C-section, wasn't it? But, you know, just, sorry, ladies, but it's just the stuff they expect us to believe. And remember they dusted off that video of Putin's conference with his Supreme Court justice, and everybody knew that same video ran back in October of last year. When they ran that, I said, holy crap, okay, Dave Hodges and the Common Sense Show needs to jump into this right away. And I wrote an article about the possibilities today, and we're going to definitely explore those after. But when did this get your attention? When did you say, with regard to Putin and him being MIA, that this is going to get serious?
Well, it was about day three. I mean, you explained very well. I mean, the guy's a camera hog. I mean, he loves to be, you know, taking pictures with his shirt off, riding his horse and all this other stuff. And for this guy just to vaporize is, we don't know what it is. We don't know if it's a head fake. We don't know if it's watch this, watch this, watch this while they're doing something else over here. We don't know if this guy's gone underground up in the their super-duper underground bunker there in Russia. I mean, we don't know, but it's a game. I think it's a game changer.
Yeah, I think you're referring to Yamanutu, I believe it's called, which is...
Right. I'm from Texas. I barely speak English, much less Russian.
Yeah, it's in the Ural Mountains, deep underground bunker, equivalent to Cheyenne Mountain, but supposedly a lot more well-protected and a lot more sophisticated. And I understood that for a while, because back in 2011 in Denver, as you well know, Paul, back in your backyard, they had a drill called Operation Mountain Guardian. And Obama and several other dignitaries disappeared for 2 days underneath DIA. They shut down the airport. They froze the city's traffic. They took kids out of schools without parents' permission and took them to where the Broncos play football and did a FEMA drill with them. It was crazy, but Obama disappeared for 2 days, and the press was asking questions. Gee, I hope everything is okay, and it was part of the drill. And that's originally what I thought was going on with Putin. But no leader in this time of crisis, I mean, he's got crisis brewing in Syria and Ukraine that require his immediate attention, and he's trying to hold together his outlying allies, former Soviet Republican allies, and he's having trouble with that. He can't disappear for this long and hold it all together. And especially since he's a micromanager and he likes to micromanage the military. I mean, you go from being micromanaged to, hey, where's the boss at? So this is absolutely insane. But these are all things we're going to explore. We're also going to open up for your phone calls, too, because we think you have a right to share in the anxiety. And that number, you might want to make a note of it, is 888-420-9890. Again, that number to call to be a part of the show is 888-420-9890. You know, Paul, last question before we go into the break. I think this Putin mystery is capturing the attention of the average American. This might serve to wake some people up.
Well, it possibly could. I mean, if you look at Merkel, Juncker with the ECB and all these people are always in your face all the time. They're always doing a TV appearance here, TV appearance there, doing all that. And for a world leader of the magnitude of Mr. Putin is probably historic, wouldn't you say?
Never seen anything like it.
I haven't. I'm 60 years old. I've never seen anything like it.
Pope? Was it Pope John? What pope was it that, and I beg forgiveness from my Catholic friends, but the pope that disappeared for a while, he only served about 30 days, and everybody thinks he was murdered?
I think it was John the Second.
Yeah, I think you're right. But you asked me a question, have I ever seen anything like this with Putin? The answer is no, I haven't. The Pope comes the closest to this, but this is defies description. And here's what's really interesting. It's a cliffhanger interesting. We've got the music coming in. We're going to step
aside. It definitely
aside.
Is a cliffhanger.
Yeah, we're going to leave the cliffhanger right here, and we'll see everybody in hour number two.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the vitality and zest for life. Alkalize your body. 518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.